We've always had great battles with Trenton over the years. That's going to be a hell of a game on Monday, isn't it?
Yeah, Jack, it is. I'm recovering from this one first.
yeah, look how quickly I moved on, right?
Yeah, I'm not quite there yet. I mean, it's always the Trenton game Monday's been in the back of our mind, you know, and like I told you before, we got, you know, including us, we got three other ranked teams in the state in our league. You know, Woodhaven went to the state championship last year in Division One. Allen Park is loaded. We got Trenton the first time around 3-1, but it could have went either way. Much like this game, we scored three runs in the first inning, didn't score again. They got a couple of nice arms. And this is good for us. Even if we lose, like I told you at the beginning of the weekend, like we needed these games today. Districts, playoffs, Trenton, Allen Park, Woodhaven, the second time around is going to be these type of games. It's going to be 2-1, 3-2, 1-0. We got to get bunts down. We got to move the ball. I thought we did a really good job with two strike approaches today, even though we didn't really square the ball up. We didn't strike out a lot. This is a really good baseball team, this Escanaba team. Both pitchers impressed me.
Did no one surprise you at all that he did as well as he did?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess I was told that you guys were trying to find a second pitcher up here, and he throws like that, you just found one, because both kids just pitched really well. Johnson threw a great game. My kids are coming back to the dugout, said he had a little ride on his fastball, a really good curveball that had break. He was locating his pitches. He made my kids battle. He kept us off balance all day. Probably one of the most important plays of the game is that, you know, I preach the little things, and I know Scott does too, and everybody up here is the 1-2 pitch to Liskowski in the first inning. He fought one off, and he bled one into right field, but he didn't strike out, puts his first and third. We run a first and third play that just, you know, it worked for us. It's the only run of the ball game, you know, I just can't be any more impressed with how their pitcher pitched. The first kid, I heard a lot of good things about him, and he didn't disappoint. You know, we got some dinkers in the first game. Putting the ball in play again, little things matter. That's our motto here. That proved it and kept us until the fourth inning when we broke it open. But I heard Scott talking about hitting a little bit more. They're going to be fine. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to play them in districts, that's for sure.
So the last question, Andy, I'll ask you is your overall thoughts about the weekend, about the whole trip, having these guys in a hotel for a couple nights and just being together. And for you personally, we've talked about it, but you being back here at Allen S. Field after all these years.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out what they're doing in right field right now. I think, they're doing something. So,
Well, if they're trying to get the score of the game under the scoreboard out there, they should turn around because we turned the scoreboard.
No, I get there. Looks like they're wrestling. Whatever, you know, I'll deal with them later. it's great. I'm not the political person about what anybody believes in the last few years. The world definitely changed, and to be able to do something like this again, you realize, after whatever's going on the last few years in the world, how important some things are. And, you know, for me coming up here personally, early shout out to my fiance Jen, who just takes care of me with everything. She's never been up here. She's impressed. She heard all the stories. I mean, I love it up here. I love the people up here. It was great for me. The kids enjoyed it. Over half of my kids never had been here before. We're going to go eat at the House of Ludington as a team tonight. It's the only bad thing about it was, you know, Tom Allman couldn't be here for some family matters, but he's been
in contact. He was listening, though.
Yeah, he was, you know, he been calling me all weekend and this and that. And they said, I can't say enough about up here, man, and you and Tyler and Scott. And you know, we're going to do this down at our place next year. We want to do it all the time, and it's just great. And, you know, with everything else, I know players of the game and all that other stuff. How about Jace Walerski? Oh, I mean, he is a very good defensive player.
Well, he saved the game for you.
And he did. He saved the game. He made some nice plays. Even the second ball in the seventh inning took a horrible hop, you know, and he stayed with it. So if we play defense and do little things, you know, we got to square up the ball a little bit more, too. So, I mean, you know, about a little bit of the same boat is Escanaba. We got to square the ball up a little bit more. This is like the seventh game, three runs or less of our You know, it's going to give me a damn heart attack. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but.
Well, you just did. So, my friend, it's good to see you again. Thanks for coming, buddy.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate everybody up here. You know, God bless to everyone. Thank you to Gladstone for the hospitality. Thank you to Escanaba. Thank you to all my friends up here. You know, great people up here. And, you know, I wish you guys the best. And, you know, I'm rooting for you guys in the districts.
Who knows? Maybe we'll see you down the road. Right?
We're both Division II.
Yeah.
Rico is not our number one pitcher, though.
Right.
He's our number two guy. It'll be Berrios that will pitch against Trenton. Yeah. So, but you're right. Rico's our kind of our closer, and he was not supposed to pitch. Him or Berrios was going to pitch. I told you in the beginning of the second game if it was a one-run game, and it kind of worked out that way just to give him an inning. So. We're going to do our best and see what happens, and we'll be watching from afar, and we wish you guys the best.
Wish you guys well, too, buddy.
Thanks, pal.
Okay, Andy Green, everybody, the coach of South.